Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Joining us to talk more about what you as a parent and homeowner need to keep in mind during these summer months from Dyke Security, Kim Kernahan. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, summer is always fun, but it does bring some home safety and security concerns, doesn't it?
It does, because for a lot of us working parents, kiddos are home alone during the summer, and we like to be able to keep an eye on them and make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing and not doing what we don't want them to be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, a generation ago, you know, one parent was usually home, mom was usually home, send the kids out to play, come back at lunchtime, then come back for dinner, and then come back when the street light's on.
Now
the kids tend to be home, but mom and dad are in many cases both at work, and so that brings those home security concerns.
Right, and there's a lot of simple solutions that we can offer you here at Dyke Security as well. You know, there's our system with Total Connect, so you can peek in on your cameras in the house to see what the kids are doing. You can have one outside if you have a pool area. Make sure they're not out in the pool when they're not supposed to be when you're not home. The house can be armed in stay mode, and the kids can still be walking around the house doing everything, you know, that they want to do, but you know that they're still safe and secure in the house. You know, with the video doorbells that we offer, you know, if someone answers the door, you can, from work, instead of the kids answering the door, you can talk to who's ever on your front porch so the kids don't even have to go to the door. So that all makes a parent feel a lot more safe and secure knowing that their kids are okay, home alone, having that little bit of freedom and responsibility, but you can still peek in and know that they're okay.
Yeah, these are, you know, the older kids that are maybe for the first time this summer getting that independence where they're old enough to be able to stay at home. What are some things, Kim, that parents should be telling their kids about this new independence, though, and staying home by themselves?
You know, and it's not even so much, you know, answering the door and talking to, you know, stranger, how we've always said stranger danger, but it's the online presence too. You know, those little tidbits of information that our kids give out online that they think is innocent, really they collect that information, and the next thing you know, they know where you live, what softball team your kids are playing on, you know, who their friends are. So there's a lot of information out there. So really watch your kids' online presence. You know, talk to them about that and what kind of information they're giving out online. Monitor their online. And I know it's hard. There's so many different apps and things out there. But, you know, just to have that open conversation with them and say, hey, if you want to be on this app, let me look at it. If you're talking to this person, let me make sure it's legit. Because you don't know who they're talking to sometimes and who these other people are pretending to be.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fine line between privacy and safety, and parents need to make sure their kids stay safe.
Exactly, yep. And we want to give them that freedom, but at the same time, we want them to be safe.
Yeah. What are some other home security things that, you know, regardless of whether you've got kids or not, we as homeowners need to keep in mind? Because I feel like June, July, and August is so different. People are traveling. They're staying up later. They're, you know, out in the backyard instead of hanging out indoors. You know, all kinds of different things.
So if you're hanging out in the backyard, you know, keep your front doors locked. You know, keep, you know, your windows at night, you know, make sure your windows are locked. We always tell people, you know, if you want to have your windows open, that's great. But if you have those window contacts on, get the extra magnet so you can still have those windows cracked a little bit. But you can still have those windows armed at night. If they open up any more, that alarm's going to go off. I always joke with people about planting those picky bushes under your windows. That's always a deterrent because those don't feel good.
Right.
You're rubbing up against those.
Sure.
But yeah, even us, if we're in the backyard, we have our garage door down, we have our front door closed and locked, and then, you know, we're out in the backyard. So, I mean, and it's hard because you want to have the house opened up and have that sun coming in and everything. But at the same time, I mean, we've had instances where people are out mowing their lawn in the back and someone goes into their garage and takes their tools. So, and it's hard because you think that your home is safe and, you know, your neighborhood is safe and no one's going to come in your garage while you're out back mowing your lawn, but it does happen. So just take that extra second, you know, close the garage door when you go in the back and, you know, lock that front door and keep your windows locked and, you know, just try to stay safe.
Absolutely. If you're interested in a home monitoring system, that's something that you can talk to people about, right?
Yep, they can give me a call here at the office, 982-5331, and we can schedule an in-home evaluation. I can come on out and we can talk.
All right, sounds great. Kim, thanks a lot. Happy summer.
Thanks, Paul. Yes, happy summer. I'll talk soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep, you too. Bye-bye.